Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode titled Your Number. When it comes to your number, we discussed in the last episode about how to make sure you know what's coming out of your bank account and how much money you actually need to survive. Now I'm going to give you a few numbers that you actually need to know about when it comes to personal finance. Number one, your after-tax income. This is going to be recorded in your payslip. This is how much you get paid from your employer or from your own business into your bank account each month. The next thing I want you to do is look at, especially last December's payslip, the last payslip in December, have a look at it and see how much tax you paid for the year. I want you to know how much money you paid to the revenue commissioners last year. And when your employer pays you or when you pay yourself, how much money actually goes to revenue commissioners. Third thing I want you to know is, do you have any expenses to claim back against the tax you paid? Big one here is going to be your Med 1 expenses, your medical expenses. Have you paid any medical expenses last year that you can claim back? You can get 20% back fairly easily by going to revenue.ie and logging into my account. And you can actually go back 4 years here, guys. So you could be due a pretty hefty refund. The fourth thing I want you to know is your cost of living. We should have nailed this in the last episode with your personal budget template. I want you to know how much debt you handle is number five. So how much debt do you currently own and how much is outstanding? Number six, I want you to know how much savings you have. How much have you got short-term savings, medium and long-term? So short-term is basically on-demand deposit or credit union. Medium is probably investing and long-term you're going to be looking at pension funding. The seventh on the list is interest rates on your savings or your debt. So if you have loans outstanding, how much are you being charged by the bank? If you have interest, how much money are the bank paying you to hold your money there? At the moment, interest rates are at an all-time low, so you're probably getting close to zero. In the next few episodes, we're going to talk about how to invest that money and how to make it harder for you. And number eight, how much do you need not to need to work again? So what is your magic number? What do you think your magic number is? And number nine, I want you to know about the state benefits. I want you to know how much is the state pension. And I also want you to know how much is the state disability allowance. And this is because sooner or later your income's going to stop. Hopefully not because of accident or illness, most likely because of retirement. And can you live on what the state pension is? And if something does go wrong in life, can you live on the state disability allowance? You need to know what these are because this might happen that this is the only thing you can rely on if you don't have anything in place. And number 10, I want you to ask yourself, what would you do with 1 million euro? I'm not going to give you the answer. We're going to talk about it in one of the later episodes, but I want you to think about, what would you do if you had 1 million euro? Either you're driving, or whether you're in the gym, or whether you're sitting on the couch, wherever you are, try and think about that million euro and try and think about how you would spend it. And I'm going to talk about this in a later episode, as I said, and I'm going to train you to think how I would think if I had 1 million euro. That's it for today's episode. Have a good day.